Well, Maine Governor Janet Mills today outlined the guideposts that her administration plans to use in attempting to reopen the state's economy. But her announcement came amid 5 new reported deaths from the novel coronavirus, the largest single-day total for Maine so far. Steve Missler has more.
Mills' remarks during Thursday's daily briefing attempted to strike a balance between hope and reality. On one hand, she sought to reassure Mainers that her administration is crafting a plan to lift restrictions on business operations and social gatherings, a welcome prospect for a state that's been under a stay-at-home order for nearly a month. But on the other, Mills noted that the virus remains a lethal threat.
Today we heard the sobering statistics from Dr. Shah. 30 new cases, 5 deaths, more than in any previous day, bringing the total number of lives lost to 44.
The spike in cases and fatalities is the latest evidence that COVID-19 continues to ravage Maine and other states. And like other states, the virus is especially deadly at long-term care facilities and nursing homes. All 5 of the deaths reported Thursday were residents at the Maine Veterans Home in Scarborough, where 48 cases have been recorded and 10 people have died. Those grim statistics were the backdrop for the governor's promise to pursue a phased reopening of the economy that's tethered to a scientific assessment of the COVID-19 threat. She says Maine's approach will be cautious and measured.
The approach we take is defined by flexibility, practicality, listening, and continued communication. It's not measured by hard lines or fixed timetables or dubious deadlines.
Instead, the governor says her administration will monitor trends in COVID-19 cases, hospitalization rates, and the capacity of the state's healthcare system. Mills says the state is also trying to increase testing and tracing to help curtail future outbreaks. And she invited Maine citizens and business leaders to offer ideas on ways to safely open certain parts of the economy through a new portal at the Department of Economic and Community Development. In the meantime, Mills says she and other New England governors are continuing talks with a focus on ways to limit travel between states. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.